4NUE Mobile. For ATX. Morning, Chad.
How are you? I'm just on the struggle bus a little bit. Way early.
The weather down that way.
That's all good. Hey, I was going to let you know, yesterday we have a little ceramic heater we keep in the ham shack. Well, the wood stove goes out at night, so we usually go in the kitchen and have our coffee in the mornings. I mean, beside the stove and have our coffee. But since the wood stove goes out at night, we've moved the coffee table into the ham shack. So every morning, me and Anna have coffee with me and Anna and you. And sometimes Shane. And just want to let you know that we're there listening, you know. Just can't get up enough gumption to talk.
No, you're at least listening anyway.
At times. We're going to have coffee with Patrick this morning.
You never know who's listening out there, but it's good to hear y'all, know y'all are listening. I didn't figure y'all were up that time of day anymore.
Yeah, we always listening. Keep the radio on back and forth. I cannot always hear it, but at any rate, you on the way?
I'm down the mountain right now. I'm just across the state line. Roger that.
I got to stop and get fuel, and then I'm headed to 25, so detained a little bit this morning and just couldn't get moving.
Nice white stuff on the ground this morning when I got up.
That's why you're asking. No, there's nothing on the ground here. I mean, nothing but dead grass.
See, right there where the house is at, it's been flurrying all day yesterday and I guess all night. With nothing on the ground when I went to bed, it'd been spitting, you know, nothing to worry about. Got up this morning, there's about a quarter inch on there, it's accumulated about that much, so it still wasn't nothing to worry about for me. But once you cross the Transylvania-Henderson County line, about a mile into Henderson County, there's nothing. I mean, it's like, it's just snowing right there at the house, the Transylvania County.
This is KO4NUE, KO4HKX. So let me tell you, what happened yesterday with Perry and this whole, welding story. And it's an adventure with him. Let me just add that in there. Calls yesterday and says, we got a, 41 of these that, we need Will to come get them. So, I said, son, they're ready. You need to go get them. He says, well, Daddy, can I borrow your truck? And I'm kind of picky about my truck. Now, he's got a half ton that's in the yard. It's broken, but all it needs is a brake booster. So I told him, yeah, you borrow mine. I said, but you're going to have to get that thing fixed now. So he goes all the way to Greenville, picks up parts, comes back home. We load the welding machine up and a bottle of Argon and went all the way to Spartanburg and come back. He walks in the shop with his grin on his face. I said, what you laughing at? Fuel in the truck for you. I said, oh, man. I said, good deal, son. Good job. I was tickled to death that he's showing some responsibility, So, I get his low fuel lights on. There's a receipt laying here in the dashboard.
$4.
Oh, I don't know how to respond to that one. I don't know how I'd react.
Said he put fuel in the truck. Good job. On the other hand, hey, you see my point?
I get the point, and that's why I say I don't know how I'd respond to that one. But I don't know if he's just trying to be a smart aleck or if he's really thinking you done something weird.
So I'll be back. KO4 in UE clear.
KO4 HKX, I'll be around. Monitoring.
UE mobile.
KO4 HKX.
Alright, bud, I'm back. That's pretty bad when $100 won't fill up the truck anymore.
That's the dad.
This whole adventure with him down in the shop has been, oh, it's been, I don't know how to describe it, Patrick. Ooh, me and Big Papa's been down there, and one more day Papa got on him the other day. He, Patrick, oh, my word. He's mumbling. Papa's fussing at him. Perry starts mumbling under the shield while he's welding. Papa can't hear too good. I heard what he said. And it was, if Papa didn't handle it, I was going to handle it. But at any rate, Daddy walked over to him and took his finger and Tat was poking the shield with his finger. And I mean, he's poking it hard while it was welding. And he says, hey, he says, take that welding shield off. Barry said, huh? He said, sir, take that welding. You say, sir, take that welding shield off. But he said, now put it back on. He did that two or three times. It got Perry pretty upset, you know, pretty mad. And Papa, you know, let him know, you're not going to talk trash when I'm down here trying to help you. You're not going to talk trash through that welding shield. Next time, I'm going to get something else to get your attention. So it wasn't 5 minutes later, he mumbled again. The screwdriver starts tapping on it with the screwdriver. Hey, take the shield off, put it on the table. It's just, here's the deal, though. Here's what I'm getting at. Maybe with KO4HKX. Dad is a welder that has welded his whole life. And he is good. He is good. Perry's straight out of school, and he's got some papers, certifications. And Dad's certified, too, I guess. Or was it one time? So you ought to sit back and watch them, both of them, get to arguing about how to do something with the welding machine. I'm almost done, Patrick, I promise. And Daddy will be explaining, you know, what to do with the cup or what to do with the torch or how to fill it. And Perry gets so frustrated. Papa, I am certified. I know how to do this. I can't say everything Papa said to him, but he told him yesterday, he was so bad I had to step off. I got about 6-8 feet away. Shut your mouth. You ain't certified. The only thing you certified to do is run your mouth. Keep your mouth shut, and I'm going to show you how to weld, boy. And it's a sight to see. I just got my own little chair over in the corner, and I just go over there and watch.
And you know, we all go through that. We did the same thing at one point where we'd done that, but I don't know. It's just part of growing up, I guess.
The point during the whole day. Papa's down there the whole day. Now, I will say, when Daddy comes down there, he changes the dynamics of everything. Some of it good, but we all three have our own welded shields, and we are quite particular about them. So, one time, we all had our welding shields on while Perry was, you know, welding his part, trying to watch what he's doing. And, you know, you put them on, you forget they're on most of the time. So what we found was every time I'd fuss at Perry about something, Papa'd close his welding shield so nobody could see him laughing. And then when Papa got on him, I'd close my shield so he couldn't see me laughing. Well, Perry figured that out. His shield, and I ain't gonna tell you what he told us, but he let it be known, if you know what I mean.
Imagine what was said there in that conversation.
He'd say with two or three words, you know?
It's amazing what you can say without saying a word.
So, if Anna come down there the other day, and it got so bad, we quit talking. You know, we wasn't talking to one another. We just had a big, big disagreement about, you know, Perry's ethic, work ethic. Turned into a big, you know, shouting match, one of them kind of deals. So Anna came down and she says, just so she came in the door, she said, "Ooh, what's going on down here? This is some nastiness down here. What has happened?" She said.
She was so, the tension was so tight you could cut it with a knife in the air there?
Cut at that. I don't know how. She's got like a sixth sense or something. When something goes, you know, not quite right with that, you know, kind of situation, she pretty much can walk right into it and know exactly, you know, something's not right. So that's what she did. She just says, "What is, you know, what's going on down here?" And ain't nobody say anything. Nothing. And Daddy says, finally, she looks at Daddy and says, "Johnny, what's going on?" He says, "You need to sit down." And Anna says, "I'm not going to become part of this problem. I am the solution. You need to sit down with Chad and Perry." So it wasn't about 45 seconds. She had all three of us sitting in the welding chairs down there. Na 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 na. There's bosses and then there's bosses. You know what I mean?
Principal was coming out.
So, Anna came down yesterday. You got him another job. 41 pieces this time it need to be done. So, she went down and said, "You know, let me see. How long is it taking you?" She goes down there and times him how long it takes to each do each one. And she says, she looks at me and she says, come here. I want you to show me how to read this gas on this bottle." It comes out, the shielding gas. And she says, "What is, you know, how does all this breaks and this, that?" And Perry heard us over there talking about it. And he said, "Mama, you go over and sit down. Don't you touch my bottle. Don't you touch my rods. And don't touch, matter of fact, don't touch my table. This is my space. I know what I'm doing here. And you go count your beans if that's what you want to do. But you're not touching my gas, my rods, or my table." She thought about it for a second, but she let it go. She didn't say anything. So, I don't blame him, though. I probably would have, too.
This one, you better be real careful tiptoeing around when Mama comes down there.
Let me get this one, too, okay? So, Perry's dating a little redhead. He's been dating her for about 7-8 years. And crazy about the girl. I'd explain this one. Be with KO4HKX. So, got the job yesterday. Got his, picked up his order yesterday. And he finished welding them. Now they just need to be cleaned. Well, yesterday about 4 o'clock, we got an email saying there's another order that needs to be picked up on Monday morning. So I told Perry, I said, you need to get these finished, cleaned. We go over there Monday, drop these off, and pick the new ones up. That sounds smart, right?
I would take and do if I had that.
And you bring the other parts back here, then you can, you know, work on them during the week. Well, Perry says, well, I'm just going to take, my girlfriend hiking this weekend. So he calls her on the phone, puts her on speakerphone. And she says, no, you're not working this weekend. We're going hiking this weekend. And Perry tries to explain what's going on. And this is the problem with this whole situation is with her. I hate to say it that way, but Anna grabbed that phone and she says, look here, Missy, let me tell you something. This is possibly your future here. And he needs to get this done. She said, matter of fact, why don't you come down here and put some gloves on and help him clean these parts? So y'all can have enough money to pay for rent next week. So we're going to wait and see what happens this weekend, but that's how that conversation went.
It was a one-sided conversation there toward the end.
To be with that, and I'm going to just leave that there. But at any rate, Anna runs more in the books, and sometimes me and the three of us, me, Daddy, and Perry, we realize that's three generations down there. And ain't not one single one of us hard-headed now. Not one of us. But three generations down there in that shop who think they know it all. Just imagine what happens between the three of us on a daily basis.
I can imagine. And, I wish I had something like that to argue with, but I don't. So I can imagine what y'all are doing. Get three generations together there, and every one of them got their way of doing things. Let's put it that way.
Really, this is KO4NUE with KO4HKX. Not really, Patrick. It's really Daddy's way. My dad. He taught me the right way, or his way, how he wanted it done when I was young. And it's the right way. So it's really his way. But Perry hadn't learned that yet. It's going to be his way. And when Papa gets on him and he gives him a look, then I go over and get me a little bit of it. So he knows we are united when it comes to, you know, procedures in that show. He just drops his head and said, yes, sir. And that's the way it needs to be.
That's it. I mean, no matter how you're looking at it, we're all trying to figure out our place in life and where we're at. And the generation before us are trying to make sure we know what we're doing to get there.
The other day when all this started, we got his first job. He's down there at the shop. Perry kept saying, no, I don't think so, Papa. I'm not doing it just the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to do it this way. But Daddy was he was shocked that my grandson is telling me, no, this is not the way you're going to do that. Of course, I agreed with Dad. And that finally got to a point where me and Dad just looked at one another, and Dad said, Are you hearing this? And I said, I hear something. I'm not sure it's wisdom, but I hear something. And Perry says, oh, that's the way it's going to be. And me and Pop, just about at the same time, turned around and said, yep, that's the way it's going to be. You ready?
Oh, Lord, I can only imagine the things that happen in that shop, that stay in that shop.
Patrick, KO4HKX with KO4NUE. I tell you, when you're done having the conversation, and before anybody's allowed to leave the shop, we shake hands and say we love each other. Well, you know, son, I love you. Usually starts with daddy. Goes down the way, you know. So that's where we are. We know, you know, we get the poochie lip together for a while, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a poochie lip. But before we leave, we make sure that's right and reset for the next butt you in the next day. So, you know, I love you, son, goes a long way.
I try to do the same thing with my son when we have a disagreement. Before we part ways, we'll always end right there, because I want him to come back. I don't know what I'd do without him anymore.
That's KO4NUE. So Perry, he said something yesterday. I told him, me and Papa were on him about welding rods. The fiddle rods. He'll use them, you know, 8-10 inches long, and he's done with them. Nice 8-10 inches long. And Daddy comes over and starts picking them up, and he said, son, what is this? Perry just looks at him, didn't say anything, just looks at him, won't even answer it. So that's when Dad went over and got a screwdriver and started tapping on the welding shield. And he says, I'm going to tap on this shield until you open it and look at me and tell me what's going on with these rods. He'll tap on the shield. He's keep on welding. So Dad starts tapping harder. Tap, 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 tap. I mean, hitting it harder. So finally he had to open the shield. He said, Papa, what does it look like? It's a filler rod. And Daddy said, 10 inches long, son? He said, what are you doing? Use them all. Use it all up. And Perry just, you know, it's like that. It's just like, I believe we need to have an argument just as soon as everybody comes in the door. Let's just get an argument started and get it over with so we can get to work. Because it's just, it's funny to just sit around and watch. I mean, it's just, I literally have my own chair. Barry's got his, Papa's got his. We take a break, we'll sit in those chairs on the opposite ends of the shop. Holler at one another, hey, what you doing tomorrow?
Put a camera up in there and start recording some of that for America's Funniest Home Videos.
Nobody see what's happening down there. That's not. I mean, it's perfectly good stuff. I mean, it's three grown men, three generations, father, son, grandson, down there trying to work it out. And that's, you got one that's been cock of the yard for 70 years, and he don't want to give up nothing. And then you got one that's, you know, the banty ewe rooster on the yard, and he don't know, he thinks he knows what's going on, but he don't really have a clue about anything. And then there's me. Sometimes, honestly, I don't know whether I'm the hen or the rooster. I know that sounds bad, but I'm stuck in between them, so I don't know if I'm the one that's getting screwed or the one that's doing the sky fussing. I better be careful there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You got to be careful in that situation. Because at one point, since you're in the middle, they could both turn on you.
My biggest fear. Because that's what's going to happen. Perry is going to learn that the only way to stop this is to sway Papa. And if he sways Papa, then it's Perry and Papa on me. Now, that doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm afraid of it, but I just tell them. It's happened before. I tell them, hey, send that garbage on over here. Both of you gonna leave out of here with bruises. I can tell you that right now. I'm pretty quick with the mouth. They're not. And that's why I tell them, that's why y'all work in that shop over there with no heat and air. And that's why I work over here in this shop with heat and air. I said, because I've got a brain. All y'all do is just breathe dust and run grinders. Now y'all get over and do it and get out of my shop. Oh boy, you won't talk about it. Get them mad. That gets the poochie lip on them. Oh boy.
I can imagine. But I don't know which way you're coming in, but be careful. There's some blue lights on one way in there.
I'm at, I'm on 25 at Waffle House, Bojangles, coming your way.
Get on 123 and come in that way.
I'm just going to come down and salute a dam, I guess.
There over on Latham, there was a patrol car sitting there in the road. I don't know what's going on, but just be careful there.
Yeah, it's KL4 NUE. Let me straighten this navigation out, and I'll be back in just a minute, but I need to get this thing going.
Roger that. I am just a few minutes out.